When we went away for that day, I was excited because I said, hey, they're going to look at the scoping process, because I asked at that right there at that meeting. If we're looking where we're scoping really from Eagle Head to Western Head, that if we were saying that we do not want the scope of the beach, our beaches and surrounding areas be included in that scoping process. And that's, of course, the first start of where we're going to go with letters. I mean, you could be able to fight the other end later on, but I'm looking at that. I said, could I ask that? And he said, absolutely. You can ask it. Doesn't mean it's going to, but you're then making the reasons why you don't want our beaches, and looking at it as saying, you know, again, the growth, our population growth, and how, and it's one of our last natural resources that's still left. And we don't want that disturbed. It's not looking at it from a science, because I can't fight from a science. I don't have the knowledge. I don't, you know, I hear so many things, a lot of people get a lot of great facts, but mine is to look at them as our one of our last natural resources. You know, our ground fishing is gone, our wood left, you know, lands are gone. It's one thing where we can, as Queens County, can grow. And we can still grow, because people just love our natural resources. Our beaches, I should say. So, with that being said, I'm looking at the 24 points, and I'm saying they are good points. They are very good points. But if it doesn't include something like what I'm talking about here, of saying, because I know in number 16 and 17 in those points, it's got talking about our beaches, but it's not talking about what I'm talking about. If it doesn't include that, then I think I can regretfully say I won't vote for.
Thank you, Councilor Fancy. Councilor Johnson?
I've got a couple of, I think there's more questions than concerns. This whole piece has been nothing but questions for me. But at the end of the day, we're voting on submitting something to Colts. That's the recommendation that's on the table.
That is,
and that something is where it stands right now are these 24 questions. So we submit these to Colts, and they answer them satisfactory. I haven't defined satisfactory yet, because I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm like Google Council Fancy. But at the end of the day, have they met the requirement of the review board by just answering these 24 questions for us, you know, to whatever satisfaction looks like? And I really have a concern that I don't think these questions have gone far enough. Because I always ask, as the CAO mentions, why would I want to live in Queens? And why would I want to live in Queens knowing that this is what we do in Queens? You know, if I could have a question on here that would say, for Cooks or whoever, to prove that it's going to improve tourism, it's going to improve property values on the shoreline, it's going to improve economic development, yes, I'd probably go along with submitting those questions. Or not submitting them, I think we're shooting ourselves in the foot too. Even if it's a weak battle we're fighting, we might as well, you know, get our point out there to get as much information as possible. My real concern is that they're going to come back, answer those 24 questions, and all of a sudden it's going to look like a rubber stamp for approval. And that concerns me gravely, to send something, but then to send nothing bothers me as well. But I would like to see a question on there for somebody to prove to me that this is going to make Queens a better place to live.
In response, I'd like to clarify that the response to these questions will not come back to the region of Queens. They will form part of the data that goes with the application to the review board. And I would defer that to the CAO to clarify one further.
Sure. If I may just answer the question first, that there's no possible way that anybody, including the municipality, can quantify the economic benefits of any activity that takes place. No different than we promote ourselves, we advertise ourselves, we spend money on marketing. We can zero quantify the economic benefits of whether someone moved here, other than anecdotally, or whether someone has spent their money here based on any activities that take place. So it's not quantifiable. And so We can put the question there, but the answer is going to be it's impossible for anybody. We can take credit if people move here, but in reality, what we're doing is probably a very minute part of why someone's moving. And we do see people move here because of our beaches and so on and so forth, but we've had the most transactions de-transferred the last number of years, in spite of the fact that all the negative things that we're talking about today are taking place. So it hasn't been an attraction to that. We're not attracting hundreds of thousands of people to Queens County because we have beaches. Our population is decreasing. And so even though we have those things, it's not necessarily what we would say is that's helping us reverse the population. So the questions are essentially our opportunity to have some say in the data that's collected and reviewed by the review board. And so if we don't submit the questions, then the review board may never hear the answers to any of these questions if they don't ask the questions themselves. And so at that time, the review board would then make their, if Kelly Coates haven't actually submitted an application, so I haven't heard if they have yet. And so if they submit an application, we don't submit these questions, the review board may never ask these questions, and we may never get an answer to these questions. So this is an attempt for us, at no cost to our taxpayers, at very low cost to our taxpayers, to at least make sure that the questions that we have, as members of council, have other questions we can add to the list, but they have to be ones that are relevant to what we're talking about. These were discussed with council previously. My understanding is they were. So the questions have been vetted. They have been discussed with the local ad hoc committee members. And so they're our best attempts. And if someone wishes to make amendments to these questions, certainly you're more than welcome to do that. And so the review panel, if we don't submit, the review panel may never see them.
Yeah.
And so this is our opportunity to make sure it provides that information in evidence, so that if Kelly Coates-Sam does apply, then they'll be accountable. As we said, they'll answer no bad questions. They will be accountable to answer those questions. At the end of the day, we all want what's best for our community. And until we have some of the scientific data, because if you look at the studies, and if you look at the roles and responsibilities of the Agriculture Review Board, it's 99% of it's technical, scientific based.
Yeah.
And so we may say we don't want this in our community, but we don't make the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's the changes to provincial legislation have to be our MLA, and so I'm not sure what her position is on this or her party. She's in opposition, has the opportunity to speak loudly. We know the government, the city government, is very much agriculture proactive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the numbers are, but I expect there's thousands of jobs in Nova Scotia on the agriculture industry. The province does go out and promote the availability of our waters around the world for agriculture development. And so it's probably not going anywhere. And so we have to make the best we can do with the situation we've been dealt. Unfortunately, it's not municipal jurisdiction, so we don't have in-house technical capabilities or ability to analyze and do all these assessments.
Mm-hmm.
So our only ability in this process at the present time is to ask these questions and to see. And so I understand that some would say, well, if we ask the questions and they answer them, then if they answer them satisfactorily, then it's going to go ahead. But even if we don't ask the questions and they submit the documentation they have to submit to the review board, it's still going to go ahead if they meet the criteria. We don't establish the criteria, the province did. And so if people don't like the criteria, then they have to approach the province and get the province to change the criteria. We can only deal with what we've dealt with. And so we're in an unfortunate situation here where we're on the outside looking in, no different than the ad hoc community group is. They're trying to deal with an issue. It's no different than what the Friends of Port Mitchell Bay did before. But they were successful because they had a bunch of people who were scientists, who put the time and effort in, collected the scientific data, and when they went to the review board, there wasn't a review board at the time, but when they put their evidence forward, it was solid scientifically. And the proponent at the time, Kelly Coates-Sam, who it was, they walked away because the scientific data knew to prove that there was a proper flushing. And so the questions that are here are asking some of those scientific questions. So we're not paying for the research, but Kelly Coates-Sam is going to pay for the research. They're going to have to present that to the board, the appeal board, or the review board, to be able to justify that before the review board. I've appeared before several review boards before. They're very technical in nature, and the people on those boards are very competent. And they're going to ask the tough questions. And so if we don't help them figure out what those tough questions are, especially from our local community, technical questions they have based on their background, and so they may miss a bunch of these points. So it's important for us, if we want to be a small player in this proposal or this issue for our community, then this is the most appropriate way that I would suggest today that we move forward.
Councilor McLeod?
Thank you, Chris, for that very detailed information and explanation. You know, this has been an issue that has mixed emotions in all of us. We understand the importance of protecting our environment and preserving what is in our area, beaches, whatever. I mean, and the fish stock, salmon stock, whatever. And I compliment the community group that has worked so hard to get their message across. And I compliment council also on their efforts to try to deal with the issues within their capacity. And as we all know, it's not our jurisdiction. We do not make the final decision. However, we have been open-minded and we've listened, and we have had been bombarded with emails of all sorts. I know that the final decision is made by the review board. They will not make a decision based on I do not want it. They have to have the scientific data and all of the information in all fairness to the proponent of Cook Aquaculture and whatever they call themselves, it's Kelly Cove Salmon. I have a question, and I'm pleased that we have this list of questions to send. And I understand that it goes to, is part of the scoping process? Is that what this is? So we will, are you saying, Mayor Dagley, that we will not hear back from Kelly Cove on these questions?
Their scientific data collection will be forwarded with an application should they send one to the provincial aquaculture, and then with their final vetting to the review panel.
Okay.
So just to clarify, all the evidence that's presented will be public knowledge.
Okay.
So we won't necessarily get the answer back directly, but when they file their application and they file the answers to these questions, then it becomes, unless there's something that needs to be redacted for confidentiality or trade reasons,
yes,
it becomes a public document.
Okay. So yeah, the last paragraph in your letter says, we trust that the all above are self-explanatory. If you have any other questions, I would be pleased to further discuss any of these issues at your convenience. So are they coming back to you? Is that what you're expecting?
Only if they had a question as to exactly what the meaning of one of those 24 items would be.
So you're sending this to Kelly Cove Salmon, Cook Aquaculture. And but it doesn't state in anywhere there that this is to be applied to our response to the scoping process. You know what I'm saying? It just seems like it's a letter to them.
It forms part of, if it's sent, if it's approved today, it forms part of the scoping process for Kelly Cove Salmon, which then puts the onus on them to collect the research that's in the questions and address that with an application should they send that forward. So
okay.
The second paragraph says that.
Okay. Okay. I understand when you were meeting with the friends with the Liverpool Bay group, that they have taken some of this information and are going to be using it for some purposes. Is that fair? Or
I'm certain that some of these points will be a benefit to the group, Protect Liverpool Bay, as they move forward.
And will they be using that for the scoping process, or will they be using that for the public?
That would be their determination.
Okay.
They will speak on behalf of themselves.
All right. Okay. Is it possible to add in this letter that, and I know this is pertaining to an existing farm for expansion or the installation of a new site, but is it possible somewhere in here to ask Kelly Cove Salmon if they have considered land-based operations?
It's not relative to this application.
It's not relative to that application?
There's no application at this point, but their application for their scoping process is for the bay, not inland. So they don't require that to be part of this process. They're able to apply for an inland site at any point.
Okay. Can we go one step further because of our economic benefits of an inland site and the fact that there is a potential site at the Bowater, previous Bowater, Nova Scotia land site? that we be diligent in approaching Kelly Cove Salmon, ask them publicly or ask them through a formal letter if they would please take consideration for looking at that site.
That's possible, but it's not part of the recommendation today.
I know. Okay, but I can bring that up at a later date. Is that possible through economic development process?
And certainly we have provided to any proponent that's interested in the lands that Nova Scotia Lands manages this for, as part of the former Bowater Lands, mm-hmm. the ASB site. Mm-hmm. We've provided contact information to anyone that comes forward interested in that property.
Okay, we'll discuss that later.
That's a separate issue.
And if I may just comment, there have been people interested, I can't comment specifically who they are out of confidentiality, but there have been people interested in that particular property, but no one has moved forward.
Okay.
And so I can't tell you who's looked at it, but because I don't know all of them, I just know some of them, but there have been people looked at it for that purpose, and if people are interested, as the mayor mentioned at the last meeting, that are interested in going to look at it, interested in purchasing, doing inland aquaculture, I'm sure the province would be willing to sell it tomorrow.
Councillor Johnson, did you have a follow-up question?
Yes, I did. It has to do in light of there's no bad questions. I'm wondering why that bad question I put forward can't be massaged and added to this list, whether it goes to Kelly Cove or anybody else who might be interested in setting up operation. But I think these same questions, we're only speculating that Kelly Cove is going to make an application, but to that end.
And all of the questions are relative to issues that they should be addressing during the scoping process. Whether they have or not is an unknown to me, certainly, but we wanted to flag them. I would ask the CAO if you'd like to respond to it.
I guess if there's a question they can answer, I would fully support adding additional questions to this, but I'm not sure.
They should be able to answer, because this isn't their only operation. They set up operations other places. Helped tourism, has it helped economic development, but there must be some kind of a trend somewhere.
But the challenge is you can't directly link anything to economic development. So they have operations in a lot of places. And so if there's 100 new people move to that community, can you prove that it came from that operation? No. If there's new spending, GDP increases in that community, which isn't generally calculated, but it was calculated, can you prove it came from there? No. If they've hired 10 people, can you say there's 10 new jobs? Yes. But that's it. You can't justify it. So the questions we're asking are based on the factual answers. And so if you come up with a question that they can require to give us a fact. So if you want to know what the economic impact or how much money they're spending in the community based on the operation of the size that they're proposing, then that's something they can come back with facts. But you can't, they can't.
Well, that's a good question.
They can't propose that. They can't make numbers up. Or they can tell us numbers, but they're not based on facts. So it's
they can tell us a lot of stuff in those 24 questions. Of course, I'm not. But it doesn't matter. If you don't add it.
And is there a question in here about employment?
Yes, there is.
Yes.
Yeah. So there is a question there about employment. And they can answer that. They can say, well, we're going to create 5 jobs for 10 jobs based on the size of the operation that they're proposing. Those types of things as a fact based. And how much is that going to contribute to the economy? Well, they'll be able to tell that the average salary is so much money. And so, based on the number of jobs, they do that calculation. They don't have to tell you that.
Any other counselor have a question or comment? Councilor Danson?
Okay, just a few other little things. The person I spoke with when I said about sending off questions and asking for a response, they said it should happen. So that there shouldn't be any problems. That if you ask cooks a question, they should respond to you. And if they don't respond to you, then that doesn't make them look good either. If I talk to you or talk to this person, if they say they're going to respond, but if they thought they would respond and it didn't respond, it wouldn't look good for them not responding. So then they give you information to work with. And that way I'd say that maybe the questions are then relevant because they have to respond back to you and be able to understand it more. I go back to that where I had asked about that limiting scoping. I talked to Mr. Mayor and others about it, and it's not on the questions, and I I wrote your letter back to it, so it's not going on there. So that's fine. No, I understand what you're thinking. But then the third thing is just, neither we have a boat, the whale sanctuary. And what I'm hearing from others is that they've already discussed talking with them, and they want to go with some fishermen to go look around the harbor and such as. And they will not put a whale sanctuary where other things are being used commercially, or it would be any kind of controversy. They don't want to get into that. That's not saying that we're going to get something like that here, but it's just another one of those things which is tremendous to have something like that here. And so it's just another one of those things where I think we had, no question is a bad question, but I just don't think it covers enough, and that's why I just can't be supporting this.
Any other counselor have a question or comment? Deputy Mayor Kelly?
I might be reiterating, but I do just want to put a couple of points forward from my own, from where I sit here and what I see. And number one is that this is a process of the Nova Scotia government. It's not going anywhere. We're not able to change it at this point in time. There's a scoping process in place at the moment. There's no application in place. As a municipal council, as everyone has talked about, has been addressed on numerous occasions by the public, which I appreciate, and I probably might be able to consider myself an expert in aquaculture at some point. I appreciate all the information. I am quite happy that I've learned so much about aquaculture through this whole process. But again, it is a process. And all of the points brought up by the public as to why this fish farm should not be there are addressed in the questions that we're asking Cook Aquaculture to address. Whether they come back with firm science data is to be agreed and reviewed by the review panel. To go through the process, as a municipal government, as Chris's CAO has mentioned, that we cannot do anything about this process. It's outside of our legalities or what we can actually do. In this process, we have no authority whatsoever, and I do believe that what we do as a council does not necessarily reflect what we feel as individuals or as councillors, but as a council, we have to address this maybe in a different way that the Protect Liverpool Bay can address it. They're an ad hoc group who can actually do whatever they see fit to address this, but as a council, there's many other factors that we have to take into consideration. And I believe that with these 24 questions, all council has had these 24 questions submitted to them before this agenda, as well as with this agenda, and have opportunities to add to this or amend in any way, shape, or form, and speak to the mayor on that point. And that these 24 questions are here before us today to once and for all vote on and end the speculation as to how the Region of Queens is going to address this issue. This is how we've agreed in the past or had conversation on that we're able to address this issue. And to the point that we spoke to Protect Liverpool Bay on these issues and completely understand their position on that, and probably a positive note on that is that we can do this as a council. Protect Liverpool Bay can do other things that they're able to do on their behalf. So it's basically two points coming at Cook to make sure that they do their due diligence to ensure that they stick to this process and provide the information that they're supposed to provide and clarify what they're doing in our in Liverpool Bay. And I believe that's all I have to say on that today.
Okay. Councilor McLeod?
Yes, looking over the questions, and I have, they are basically questions that were posed to us from the general public and people that might be affected by the growth or expansion of this. We've dealt with most of those in these questions, and I think that's our role, is to pass it on. To represent, that is how we are representing our community as constituents, is they have concerns, they want it, we couldn't answer their questions, but we're passing it on to the people that can, and in the process that is required for this specific issue. So I just wanted to clarify that.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions of council before we move to a vote? Hold your hands up and keep them there so I can have all of those. Are you ready for the question?
Are you making a recorded vote? Sorry, are you making a recorded vote?
No.
No.
I got one other question. Is that when we record the votes today, I would like to see it be recorded, not just with numbers, but with names if possible.
CAO, is that within our ability?
Requires a motion and approval of the council to authorize a recorded vote.
I think four no required, no problem.
I have one.
You don't need a motion. You need a certain number to authorize a recorded vote.
Okay.
Does anyone have one or test?
Yeah, I do.
Gilma. Oh.
What's that?
Yeah, there was a Borneo there.
Yeah, right here.
Oh, Susan's got it.
Recorded vote.
Oh, here, I have mine.
I think five people may get
it. Yeah, these two. Recording number 93. Says any member can request that his or her vote against the motion be recorded. And the secretary should.
What page?
93.
Bear with us, please.
Go to the five-minute recess.
Council meeting is resumed. CAO, can you tell us what you found?
Not many people use Borneos anymore because it's based on the federal parliamentary system, so it's not clean and simple like Robert's rule of order.
Okay.
But typically when you make a motion, there's a mover and a seconder, it's passed, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Most rules of order don't require you to put the names of who the mover and the seconder is. We do just as a preference. So as I thought, if five or more members in this particular case do not agree with the speaker's judgment, so that you have a vote then
right.
In the House of Commons and you weren't sure how many were for and how many were against a majority, then this is how this applies. It's the same for us. If five or more members don't want to record a division, it may be held. And then the speaker's name has been called for a recorded division. The speaker puts their name either for or against the motion, which is what we're talking about. So if five people want essentially have a recorded vote, then we take then each person's name is called off and we record the vote. And that becomes record in the minutes of who voted for it.
Okay.
So we'll follow that procedure as we were asked to record the vote. Fancy.
So I'd like to make a motion that we, as we take the vote on sending these 24 points, that the vote be recorded as numbers and names.
as this is a procedural motion, it is in addition to the motion that's before us today. So we will deal with this procedural motion.
So I'm saying, is this an amendment, or is it, how does
it go? No, it's a procedural motion.
Okay.
It's a separate one. So we've all heard Councillor Fancy request that each member's vote be recorded, and there is no discussion on this at this point. There is a vote, yes or no. So I will ask for a majority vote, yes or no. All those that are in favor of the motion to record the names, please indicate. We have unanimous consent to that, so we will record the vote in this manner. And yes, Councillor Johnson.
I just got one question, and it kind of reverts back. I don't know if it's level line or not, but that won't be the first time. At the end of the day, if we vote this motion down, what's the next step?
Next step is Ms. Kelly has no role anymore, and we're finished. The process is outside our jurisdiction.
We
could be an intervener, correct?
Yes.
If we're actually allowed. But I would caution the gallery that
this
conversation is for council and not the gallery. We provide you with your 5 minutes earlier in the meeting. But to provide decorum, I would ask that you please listen and not speak. And I say that respectfully. Okay, so Councillor Johnson, does the CAO answer your question at this point?
And that's in the staff report that says it. The only other option is intervener status and what the financial implications of that are.
Okay, would indeed add more questions or refine some of the questions that are there.
You get one kick of the can as far as the option scoping process goes. So, Councilman Cloud.
I just want to clarify this. So if we can be interveners, and interveners can be for or against, it's not a negative. And if the intervener is somebody that actually makes a position on an application, and if the application goes through, I would, even before that, I would hope that now that we know our position and what we're capable of doing at this moment, that it's understood by those that have been contacting us that we are at, this is all we can do at this point until an application is made. That's all we can do. There's nothing else we can do that we should do.
In order to get it into the scoping part of the process and the scoping option, this information needs to be provided to the proponent who is expected to collect the data. Second to that, there's no other opportunity until it goes to the review board. And then there's an ability for an intervener status, but not necessarily guaranteed that we would qualify under that. That's a decision of the board under certain protocol that they have.
Does the review board make a decision whether an application can be made, or does the province department make that decision?
CAO, did you want to step take a step back?
The legislation is clear, the regulations are
okay.
Clear, that if they put an application in, it has to be reviewed.
Okay.
And then the board has to review it based on those 8 or 9 criteria.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the board can't say, no, we're not going to accept your application if they meet the terms of the initial
scoping
release process, and then they decide to put forward their application. It can't be rejected out of hand. It has to be done. There has to be a public hearings, and it has to be put through the process.
So my question then was right now, if they're going through the scoping process, if they're satisfied with that process, and they don't ask for an extension of that, which they possibly can, so if the time is up and they have to, then who decides after the scoping process? Who gets that information from the scoping process? Who gets that?
That's their own research and information.
Okay.
And it's assumed that that information then gets fed as part of their formal application to actually lease as part of that application.
So there's nobody there that says, yes, you can proceed. They have to decide that on their own based on the information they got from the scoping process.
That's strictly a business case decision.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So are you ready for the question?
Question.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to do it one at a time, and I'm going to ask if you are a yes or a no, and our recording secretary will record your individual vote. So a yes means that you're in support of sending this letter. No means that you're opposed to sending this letter. So that should be clear. Everyone understand? Okay. I will start with Councillor Muse on my left and he will give me a yes or a no. Councilor Muse?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Kelly?
Yes.
Yes. Councilor McLeod?
Yes.
Councilor Fancy?
No.
Councilor Fisk?
Yes.
Councilor Johnson?
Yes.
And myself, it is a yes. So we have a majority in agreement to pass this motion and to send this letter, which will be done. A motion to go in camera would be appropriate at this time. Moved by Councilor Muse, seconded by Deputy Mayor Kelly. Question? All in favor of the motion? Those opposed? That's carried by majority. We are now in camera, and we will recess until 1 p.m. today.